Findings announced by the Center for Biological Diversity on May 6th say that ExxonMobil's three Santa Barbara Channel platforms were cited for leakage, electrical, and corrosion problems, as well as, quote, a number of components out of compliance, unquote, in the spring and summer of 2015, according to the Santa Barbara Independent. That's around the time the platforms were shut down by the Refugio oil spill. The center obtained these reports via a Freedom of Information Act request, and their announcement coincided with measures to move forward on Exxon's proposal to restart the refineries and truck oil along Highway 101. Accident reports detail incidents in which a crate full of pipeline inspection devices fell off Platform Harmony and were lost in the ocean, as well as two separate occasions where employees slipped on hydraulic fluid and suffered injury. Coincidentally, employees on the Heritage platform were forced to take refuge from an emergency gas release at the exact same time oil was spilling from the Refugio pipeline, although these events are unrelated. Despite the fact that Exxon was not responsible for the Refugio oil spill, fears persist over the safety of the infrastructure. Kirsten Monsell, the center's legal director, describes the drilling platforms as, quote, decrepit, unquote, and urges their, quote, need to be decommissioned, unquote, because, quote, we need to be weaning ourselves from fossil fuels, unquote. Spokesperson for Exxon, Julie King, countered by saying that the company has, quote, a long history of safe operations, unquote, and that its current focus is on, quote, securing the trucking application so Americans can buy American oil, unquote. The Bureau of Safety and Environmental Enforcement, shortened to BSEE, is the federal agency charged with oversight of offshore drilling, and it has followed Exxon's lead in paying little attention to these reports. BSEE spokesperson Guy Hayes said in an email that ExxonMobil has, quote, promptly addressed, unquote, any issue BSEE has given regarding the company's Santa Barbara coast operations. However, BSEE director Scott Angel has been frequently criticized for close affiliations with industry powerhouses. Angel's affairs with oil and gas were lambasted by HBO's John Oliver, who outed the director for providing his personal phone number to industry executives in the interest of, quote, business opportunities, unquote, and further advising them to call rather than text him as a workaround for public disclosure laws. The Trump administration recently announced a rollback of Obama-era offshore drilling safety regulations, and BSEE is posturing to make as many as 59 revisions to a 2016 law intended to avoid future deepwater blowouts. As an example, the agency plans to reduce the length of blowout safety tests from the current 30 minutes to a measly 5. Angel's rule changes to the agency are expected to save the industry he is tasked with overseeing upwards of $1.3 billion. For KCSB News, I'm Brendan Madison.